It is approved for CD33 positive tumors. The approval is really based on a trial that was done a number of years ago, the French Alpha trial, where gemtuzumab was given on days 1, 4, and 7 of 7+3 induction chemotherapy. The trial that was done, the randomized trial with gemtuzumab, actually showed in the primary analysis an event-free survival benefit, but no overall survival benefit in all of the patients that were treated. If there is an overall survival benefit, it probably exists primarily in patients with favorable risk acute myeloid leukemia. It's pretty clear from a variety of clinical studies that adding gemtuzumab to chemotherapy does not help anybody who has unfavorable risk acute myeloid leukemia. And the question of what to do in a patient with intermediate risk acute myeloid leukemia, I think, is a little bit controversial. I personally don't use a lot of gemtuzumab.
You know, it's one of the, I think gemtuzumab is one of those therapies that I think different institutions have different practices on how frequently they use gemtuzumab, because it is, you know, relatively tumor agnostic, because the vast majority, more than 90% of AMLs, will express CD33. So I think the important pearls, as you mentioned, is that if you have a patient with adverse risk cytogenetics, gemtuzumab really has very limited value. We use gemtuzumab in our patients with core binding factor leukemia. So we use intensive chemotherapy and gemtuzumab for patients with either core binding factor leukemia or with APL, acute promyelocytic leukemia, with an elevated white count. In the intermediate setting, we tend not to use much gemtuzumab, and especially in this patient with a large FLT3 ITD,